Hello and welcome to the Roman Out of League podcast. I'm your host, former NFL scout, Tyler Roman. Today's episode will look at the latest moves by the Washington Commanders. They were smaller depth moves that can hopefully help the back end of the roster if they end up making the team. We're 2.5 weeks until the draft, and still no real clarity for Washington at pick number 2. I'll be going through a first round mock in this episode. A lot to get to, so let's get started. All right, a couple guys watching the sign over the last, you know, week to 10 days was interior lineman Michael Dieter from Wisconsin. He's going into year 6. He's played for Houston and Miami. Last year, he started 10 games. He's had 33 total starts in 5 years, so definitely a quality depth piece for Washington. He actually played with Tyler Biadasz, obviously new Washington Commander, new starting center for Washington after coming over from Dallas in free agency. So, you know, look for him to compete a left guard with Nick Allegretti and or just really provide depth at center and in guard. Nice solid signing by Washington. They signed wide receiver Olamide Zaccheaus, a UVA grad, been in the league 5 years. Last year in Philly, he had 10 catches, 164 yards, and 2 touchdowns. And his best year was in Atlanta in 2022 when he had 40 catches, 533 yards, and 3 touchdowns. He's a slot guy. He'll make some, you know, plays here and there. Another good depth, number 4, number 5 wide receiver to have. He has a chance to stick at the end of the roster, you know, fighting with Jameson Crowder and De'Ami Brown, guys like that after Terry and Jahan. And I expect Washington to bring a wide receiver in through the draft as well. So he's, you know, has a chance to stick on the roster as well. Running back McNichols, he's going to be 29 this year. His best year was in 2020 at 47 carries, 204 yards, and a touchdown. He was a fifth-round pick back in 2017 of Tampa Bay. He was with San Francisco last year for a few games. He didn't really get any game action, but Adam Peters knows him a little bit. He has a chance to make the team as a fourth running back. Right now, obviously, the top three are set in stone with Brian Robinson, Austin Ekeler, and Chris Rodriguez. They could draft someone, but if they keep 4 running backs, McNichols, I guess, has a chance to make it through camp. And then lastly, they signed another quarterback, Jeff Driscoll, a former Florida Gator. Big league, been in the league 5 years. He actually converted a tight end a little bit for Houston a few years ago. So he is a good athlete. He had 1 start last year for Cleveland. He went 13-26, 166 yards, 2 touchdowns, and 2 interceptions. He started after Deshaun got hurt and before they picked up Joe Flacco. So he has some experience. I think he's started over double-digit games in his career. He would be fighting for that third quarterback spot right now with Jake Fromm. Obviously, they have Marcus Mariota, and they're going to pick a Jaden Daniels or Drake May at number 2. So if they keep 3 quarterbacks, Driscoll is going to be right there with Fromm to make it. If not, he definitely could be in the practice squad conversation. And moving over to the mock draft, obviously, pick number 1, Chicago. Don't need to go through it too much. It's going to be Caleb. Caleb took his visit to Chicago and is not taking any other visits to any other teams. Pretty indicative right there. Obviously, he's not going to waste his time because he knows he's going to Chicago. Obviously, would love to come have him, you know, come to Washington, come home, but clearly it wasn't going to happen. Chicago was doing the right thing, picking the best player in the draft. He had a great year in 2022 when he won the Heisman, and a really solid year last year, even after some guys left for the NFL. All right, number 2, obviously, of Washington. I had Jaden Daniels in the mock last time. I still think Jaden could be the pick. Adam Schefter, who obviously usually is not wrong, he was the one that called Ben Johnson not being a done deal to Washington. And no one really knows. This team, this new front office, doing an amazing job not leaking stuff. It's obviously very different from previous regimes. But Schefter did say that he said signs point more and more to number 2, Jaden Daniels being the pick. I think, you know, it is interesting that he'll be saying he's going to be the pick at number 2. I guess that could mean Washington could trade out. I know he mentioned that Jaden likes Vegas because Antonio Pierce had him at Arizona State when he was assistant there. And Jaden Daniels spent his first 3 years in college at Arizona State. So there's some connections, but I think Daniels would be a really good pick for Washington if he is the pick. Having said all that, I'm going to go with Drake May, just kind of switch it up, and I think he definitely is very, very much in the consideration. You know, Drake has a lot of talent, 6'4", 223. He'll be 22 in August. Had a much better year in 22 when he had over 4,300 yards receiving. He'd be passing, 38 touchdowns and 7 interceptions, and nearly 700 yards rushing. He definitely is raw. Mariota might have to start if they go the Drake May route, but he has the potential to be a really, really, really good quarterback in this league. Some of the throws he makes, you can't obviously teach. It reminds a lot of people of Justin Herbert, myself included. But he would just be more of a project for Washington. I do like May. I really like Daniels. I think either one could be the pick. Obviously, J.J. McCarthy's picked up steam as of late, but I don't think it's really going to happen that way. So I'll go with Drake May for Washington at 2. Number 3, I have Vegas coming up. to get Jaden Daniels after Washington doesn't pick him in this mock. Like I said, the Raiders and Tony Pierce have a connection with Jaden. He'd be a really good pick and work well with Devontae Adams and Jacoby Myers there in Vegas. So I have the Vegas coming up from 13-3 to get him. And number four, I have the Cardinals taking arguably the best player in the draft, Marvin Harrison Jr. He's an absolute stud. He'd be the next Larry Fitzgerald for that franchise and give Kyler Murray a number one target from day one. At five, I have the Vikings coming up to pick with the Chargers to pick J.J. McCarthy from Michigan. I think, you know, Harbaugh selling how good McCarthy is. They could also could be a little more posturing to get someone to come get that number five pick from them. That's what happens here. Minnesota giving up 11 and 23 to come get number five from Minnesota. Excuse me, from the Chargers and picking J.J. McCarthy to, you know, throw to weapons like Justin Jefferson and T.J. Hockenson and Jordan Addison. At six, of the Giants taking wide receiver Malik Nabers from LSU. 89 catches, 1,569 yards, and 14 touchdowns last year. He's a stud after the catch. Hopefully, Giants will get him from Washington's perspective, but he's going to be a really good receiver. Seven of the Titans taking tackle Joe Alt from Notre Dame. 6'8", 315. Give someone to protect Will Levis's blind side. At eight, I have the Falcons taking edge rusher Dallas Turner from Alabama. He had 10 sacks last year, 22.5 in his career. Atlanta needs an edge rusher. They've had that problem for which feels like 20 years. You know, with their defensive-minded head coach Raheem Morris, I think they go that way, especially after having, you know, signing Kirk in the free agency. At nine, I have Chicago taking wide receiver Roma Dunze from Washington. Chicago is, you know, really, really stacking up and have a really nice roster right now. Rome is someone that's going to be another really good receiver in this league. I love the way he, you know, uses his body to make high point catches. And he's a top, you know, could be a top 10 receiver in the league. Chicago obviously did trade for Keenan Allen and have DJ Moore, but Keenan Allen's only under contract for 1 year. Excuse me. So Rome Odunze can come in and pair with DJ Moore for the future and give Caleb Williams some really good receivers to throw to. At 10, out of the Jets taking tight end Brock Bowers from Georgia. You know, Bowers is going to be a great tight end, in my opinion. He's one of the best tight ends coming out of college since Kyle Pitts. He had over 700 yards last year and 6 touchdowns, over 900 yards and 7 touchdowns in 2022. He could do it all as a good blocker, but obviously, you know, really, really good after the catch as well. I think he would really help Aaron Rodgers, especially after they shorted the offensive line with Tyron Smith, John Simpson, and Morgan Moses in free agency. 11, I have Minnesota now with a pick to the Chargers with his mock trade, taking tackle Oleame Fashanu from Penn State. He's 6'6", 320. He actually went to Gonzaga with Caleb Williams. Chicago could maybe take him at 9-2 and, you know, reunite with Caleb high school teammates. But Chargers obviously need a tackle to pair with his name is Rashawn Slater, excuse me, the good left tackle from Northwestern. Fashanu can come in and play right tackle and have, you know, bookends for Justin Herbert. At 12, the Broncos taking quarterback Bo Nix from Oregon. Bo Nix is not a first-round quarterback, in my opinion, but the Broncos desperately need a quarterback. I think Bo is probably what Sean Payne's looking for. He's already 24 years old, so obviously he's coming in with a lot of experience and a finished product. Really, I don't really see a ceiling being that high. You're kind of looking at best-case scenario, an Andy Dalton type. That's better what Denver has now. But he had over 4,500 yards passing last year, 45 touchdowns and 3 interceptions, which felt like his 25th year in college, but he did only play 5 years. Two with Oregon and no, I think it's three with Auburn and two with Oregon. At 13, in this mock trade, the Patriots on the clock. I'm taking wide receiver Brian Thomas from LSU. Trading out of three, obviously, they gave up a chance to pick up one of the quarterbacks. They could take Michael Penix here, but the Patriots desperately need playmakers. Brian Thomas can be a number one receiver in this league. He had 68 catches, 1,177 yards, and 17 touchdowns last year. 14 of the Saints taking tackle J.C. Latham from Alabama. The Trevor Penny pick from a couple years ago turned out to be, you know, bad for New Orleans. He's been a bust, but Latham can come in and play left tackle. He's 6'6", 360, so a mammoth tackle prospect. 15 of the Colts taking edge rusher Jared Verse from Florida State. He's had 18 sacks over these last 2 years. Colts could always use some edge rushers, and I think Jared Verse would be a good way to help that problem. 16 of the Seahawks taking guard Tony Fantano from Washington. He's 6'4", 317. Seattle could use some interior offensive linemen after losing Damian Lewis in free agency. Fantano went to Washington, and Washington's OC is now the Seahawks OC, so there's some familiarity there. At 17 of the Jaguars, taking cornerback Quinyon Mitchell from Toledo. He had 5 interceptions in 2022. He's 6 foot 196. Didn't get as many interceptions opportunities last year just because he was so much of a ball hawk in 2022. But he has the potential to be the best corner in this draft. And that's why I have him being the top cornerback in this mock. 18 of the Bengals taking defensive tackle Byron Murphy from Texas. The Bengals lost DJ Reader in free agency. They did sign Sheldon Rankins, but he's a little bit older, so they can have Murphy come in and kind of give them their maybe their best interior defensive lineman since Geno Atkins. And 19 of the Rams taking edge rusher Leetu Latua from UCLA. He had 23.5 sacks over his last 2 years. He might slide just because he's had some medical problems. He had a neck injury that had him temporarily retire a few years ago. He ended up finishing his career at UCLA, so that'd be a quick transition from UCLA to the Rams. The Rams obviously lost Aaron Donald, and he was more obviously of an interior rusher, but Latua can definitely come in and just provide a pass rush for the Rams. At 20 of the Pittsburgh Steelers taking Graham Barton from Duke. He played tackle at Duke, but he's probably going to play guard or center in the NFL. Pittsburgh always needs offensive linemen, it seems like, and he'd be a really good pick to block for Russell Wilson or Justin Fields and obviously open up holes for Najee Harris and Warren. At 21 of the Dolphins taking defensive tackle Johnny Newton from Illinois. The Dolphins lost Christian Watkins to Vegas in free agency. Newton come in and kind of solidified that hole that he left behind. I don't think he's gonna be as good as Watkins, at least it right away, but Newton's gonna be a really good prospect from Illinois and someone that could help Miami's defense has lost a lot of players in free agency. At 22 of a mock trade, I have Buffalo coming up from 28 to 22 to get wide receiver Adonai Mitchell from Texas. Mitchell's someone I'm really high on. I really hope he drops to 36 for Washington, or maybe Washington could even jump to get him. He's a bigger target. 6'2", 205, had a hell of a combine, ran in the 4.3s. He had 55 catches, 845 yards, and 11 touchdowns last year at Texas after spending his first 2 years at Georgia. Buffalo obviously needs a wide receiver after trading Stephon Diggs this week. Mitchell can come in and eventually be their number one, probably will be their number one from day one, and prove to be a top receiver in the NFL. I think he really has that capability, and really give Josh Allen someone to throw to who definitely needs weapons right now after the Diggs trade. The 23, this is Minnesota's pick, but this is that mock trade with the Chargers. So the Chargers on the clock here. I have them taking wide receiver Xavier Worthy from Texas. Xavier Worthy from the combine obviously set the record for a 40-yard dash, running a 4.21. But he's not just speed; he can run. He's a really, really precise route runner. Obviously, slighter frame, but he had 75 catches, 1,014 yards, and 5 touchdowns last year. He can give someone Herbert to throw to, really come in and make an impact from day one. They took Quentin Johnston from TCU last year, but he turned out to have a really, really poor rookie year. So they need him to bounce back. They have Josh Palmer there too, but given a speed guy like Worthy would really help Herbert. At 24 of the Cowboys taking guard Jackson Powers Johnson from Oregon. He could transition to center as well. He's 6'3", 320. They could have him replace Tyler Biadasz after he left for the Commanders in free agency. At 25 of the Packers taking tackle Tyler Guyton from Oklahoma. He's another huge tackle prospect, 6'7", 327. And they cut David Bakhtiari earlier this offseason due to injuries, and really he's been hurt a lot. But Guy can come in and hopefully replace Bakhtiari for Green Bay and give someone to shore up that left side of the line for budding star Jordan Love. At 26, I have the Buccaneers taking edge rusher Chop Robinson from Penn State. Chop had a hell of a combine, running a 4.4, over 250 pounds. He gets someone come in and replace Shaquille Barrett, who they cut during free agency. 27, I have a mock trade here. I have Washington coming up from pick 36 to get Amarius Mims, tackle from Georgia. He's 6'8", 340. A little raw, hasn't only played over 800 snaps in college, but he could definitely, be a quality left tackle in the NFL. He had all the tools, love his footwork. But he can come in and hopefully protect Drake May or Jaden Manis, whoever the quarterback is. I do expect Washington to try to make a play to get back in the first round and get a tackle, maybe a wide receiver, maybe a corner, edge rusher, any one of those needs. But obviously tackle is a pressing need for this team. And there's a lot of good ones in this class, especially in that first 40 to 50 picks. So I have him coming up from 36 to 27 to get Amarius Mims from Georgia. At 28 is Buffalo's pick, but they have that mock trade that I already said. Now Philly's on the clock, so I have him taking cornerback Nate Wiggins from Clemson. He ran a 4.28 at the combine. He's 6'2", 185. He can come in and replace James Bradbury next year opposite of Darius Slay. At 29, I have the Lions taking cornerback Terrion Arnold from Alabama. 6'5", 196, 5 interceptions last year for Bama. He's a guy that can come in, replace Cameron Sutton, who they cut a few weeks ago due to some off-field issues, and play opposite of Carlton Davis, who they traded for Tampa Bay earlier in the offseason. At 30, I have the Ravens taking tackle Jordan Morgan from Arizona. 6'5", 325. He can come in and play right tackle. They traded Morgan Moses to the Jets a few weeks ago, so they need someone to come in and play opposite of Ronnie Stanley in Baltimore. At 31, I had the 49ers taking tackle Kingsley Sumatia from BYU. The Niners could definitely use an upgraded right tackle. He's 6'6", 325. Someone that could play the left side easily. He played that at BYU. So I could have him coming in, starting maybe for a year or two on the right side for San Fran before taking over for Trent Williams, the future Hall of Famer, who is going to retire probably here in the next few years. And then at 32, I have the Chiefs taking cornerback / safety Cooper DeJean from Iowa. He's 6'1", 207. He had 7 interceptions his last 2 years. He didn't participate in the combine due to an injury, but he was cleared for his pro day. He's someone that can come in, help replace L'Jarius Sneed, who they traded to Tennessee a few weeks ago. But he also, like I said, has the versatility to play safety. He can also return punts. So he'd be a nice playmaker for Kansas City. Well, that concludes the Rumor on the League episode. The Commanders are set up for a great draft with 6 picks in the top 100. A chance for quick recalibration, as Dan Quinn has been saying. I really, really like Jaden Daniels and Drake May, but again, still have no idea how it's going to end up with those two options. Really like them both. Like I said, I love Jaden's versatility to be able to run the ball. Has a really good arm. Maybe just above average. Obviously, Drake May has the better arm and he's younger, but Daniels is more polished and come in and play right away and really have this team in contention next year, in my opinion, at least for a wild card spot. Either way, I trust a new group, and hopefully the fans rally whoever is the pick at number 2. You can follow me on Twitter at NFLScout21 and Instagram at RomoLeague_pod. Thanks for listening. Please rate, subscribe. This is your host, Tyler Roman, signing off. See you next time.